Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 27. I have the pleasure and honor of having Trinity today. She's an actor, singer, model, and dancer.
Hello, I'm Trinity. Nice to, be here. I really appreciate this opportunity, having this platform, being able to, really just show who Trinity is and talk a little bit more about my music and everything that's coming up.
All right, so the main question I like to ask in each episode, are you living your best life for you?
Am I living my best life for me? Oh, boy. Well, I like to think that every day. I would like to think that 100%. I am on the way to living my best life for me. Definitely have been going through some trials and tribulations now. I'll tell you that. I don't know what it is this point in this year. But the universe, God is definitely, that's why I got some stones. That's why, they are putting me through a lot of emotions, a lot of different things I did not see coming. So I'm trying to get back to the path of reliving my life for me, 100% and fully. I just had surgery actually, on my knee. I had it in August, the end of August, and I have to have another one in December. And this will be my third, well, it was my third knee surgery, and now I'm going to my fourth knee surgery in December. So I'm trying to get back on track to being able to like walk fully again and start to actually dance again. So I feel like once I'm able to fully recover my body physically, it will all start working together, helping my mental as well. So, okay. So I'm definitely, I'm on the path to living my life for me more.
Absolutely. It's just a journey. You get knocked down sometimes, in your case,
literally I was knocked down. No, it's funny because in high school, the reason why I had my first surgeries was because of cheerleading. Oh. And I came out of a front handspring the wrong way. Then the second time was because of, we were in a stunt and she literally fell down on me because I was the back spot. And so the way we traveled also made her fall more on my like chest down. It just was a lot of force in my knee, like, couldn't handle all of that force. So that's why I made a little joke out of it, because I literally was like, I fell a bunch of times. Somebody has literally fallen on me. So
they didn't want you on top.
No, they didn't want me on top. No, I was, because I was one of the tallest girls.
Oh, wow.
I'm technically on my license, I'm 5'4 3/4". 5 feet, 5 inches, whatever. I'll just round up. But I like to say I'm 5 feet, 6 inches because of me with shoes. Okay.
Oh, wow. I was like, how tall was the other people then? What in the world?
Yeah, no. But that's what I'm saying. So it was more of like smaller girls and everything in general. So.
Okay.
But no, definitely life has put me through some things. We definitely fall, but you got to get back up. That's what I'm doing now with physical therapy and rehab and stuff. I'm making sure I'm able to get back up again and stay sturdy this time.
So how did you know you was like, mama, I want to sing?
How did I know that I wanted to sing? So it was actually because of the Cheetah Girls. So they were my first concert when I was 5.
Okay.
I went to my first concert ever, and it was the Cheetah Girls. And when I tell you, I cried and screamed, it was the best thing ever. So I remember watching them as a girl group. I always wanted to be in like a girl group too. I always wish like it would happen. Right. So just looking back on the Cheetah Girls, it just really, because they would sing, they would dance. Obviously, it was a movie, so they're acting. Right. And it was just everything I wanted to embody, especially like having those girls that are close to you and you all having like that one thing in common or those few things in common. It's like a little, sisterhood type of thing, but doing the things that you love. So that was always something I admired. Loved the energy that they would give on. Like, if you really watch the movies and their performances, Like, they gave their edit, like, they gave it their all. You were entertained the entire performance. Hey, so that's definitely something that I want to embody myself. I would say, so that's how I knew. And then it was with Danity Kane and Pussycat Dolls. Pussycat Dolls first.
Okay.
And then Danity Kane after. Once again, the girl group, the dancing their butts off. Them having, you know, the really, like, catchy dancing songs. Just, like, it was just amazing. And you see the performances. I see how they bust it down also. And it was just something I always wanted to do because it was just so it was, like, it was just great entertainment. Yeah. So that's how I knew I wanted to do that. And then my parents started me, actually, in dance classes when I was 3 years old in ballet. Yeah. So I always was on stage already. Might have been the best dancer, not gonna lie. Like, when I was 3 years old, obviously trying to follow these steps and right. stuff, but I always loved being on stage and getting ready for the show.
I like that. So there's a lot of nostalgia in there, especially with the Cheetah Girls.
Oh yes, 100%.
So did you have any aspirations to pursue anything else?
Yeah, actually, I really was looking into, well, my number one was always singing, being a performer, an entertainer, but my parents, mainly my father, he wanted to make sure I also had a backup plan and everything, so he wanted to make sure that I finished, like, went through school and everything. So I went to the route of nursing. So now I'm going into nursing school soon. Well, hopefully I still have to take the exam and stuff, but I finish up the, like, two prerequisites that I'm in now, but I'm still doing that part-time. So that's why when I'm not doing music stuff, I'm really busy also with school stuff. So
it's, like, all around, just about.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm not going to lie. It is a lot. And each one is a lot by itself already. So I'm definitely trying to give myself a lot more grace and patience than I have previously. So I feel like I need to just, you know, give myself back what I've given to others right now and put that into my music and put that into school. I'm trying to finish all of that up.
I said, yeah, definitely take time for yourself, because the time you get from others, we don't have a time machine. You can't go back.
Yeah. So, yeah. Time is not going to keep going. Yeah. I've asked time. I want it to be 5 months from now already. I'm not going to lie. I wish it was like February.
It's going far by. Like, some days when you don't even realize it, it passed you by. Especially if you're focused doing the things that you need to do.
Yeah.
So I like that though. Yeah. Take the time for yourself as much as possible. Don't overwork yourself, though.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I see, but that's... So I'm also... One of my things, I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. So that's my astrology trait. Or my astrology sign, sorry. I don't know if you're into that or anything.
Yeah, I'm Sagittarius.
I know, have knowledge of that. You're a Sag. I'm not going to lie. I don't know too much about Sages unless they're like... They're like strong... Girl, like strong assholes. Like they know, like, they don't take any of the BS. No. Like, they're like, I wish I had the energy of, like, a Sag woman, but I'm like soft crybaby. Oh. Like, oh, don't hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm a Virgo, and so we, like, overthink everything, and so I'm constantly like, oh my gosh, like, am I doing enough mm-hmm. today? And did I do enough? I feel like I didn't do enough, and then I get tired from overthinking. It's like, oh, it's a cycle. It's a lot.
Yes, yeah, Sagittarius do that too. Even all around, like the males and the females. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like we're very blunt. Like we have a lot of different aspirations. Like there's so many like successful people that Sagittarius, like in different categories across the board. I don't want to name them all. You're like, oh, he's really into that. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we're very definitely loyal and good friends. So if you have a Sagittarius friend, yeah, they'll push you to make sure you succeed and stuff. So
that's good.
So besides the other artists that you have named, what artists influenced you?
The artists that have influenced me, my number one has always been Beyonce. I love me some Beyonce.
Of course.
She's my, like, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. I have Beyonce. Beyonce's my alter ego. when I feel like I just got it all, confidence is up to here, she definitely has an energy that I would love to possess on stage. Then I would say after that is Lady Gaga.
She's great.
When I was first like doing covers of songs, I would do covers of her songs because it just really matched well with my tone. I love singing A Million Reasons, Shallow, like certain songs that she had out, just really loved, and they were very heartfelt, and the lyrics and everything just really went with what I felt like I was going through at that time. Now thinking about it, if I were to try to cover those songs, I get emotional because I think about that time period I was in when I was like performing those songs, and I think about the time period now and I'm like, oh my goodness, how have things changed? How things have changed. So I'm like, I love Lady Gaga so much. Then I would also say who influenced me, definitely some Rihanna and some Celine Dion. Okay. I know they're like completely different, but it's like if they can have a baby or something or put it together, then like that would be great.
Oh wow.
Because it'd give enough of like, I don't know, like the vocals and stuff and then the performance energy with the attitude, but more like the classiness and everything. It's just a good mix, I feel like. So
okay. Yeah.
But they definitely have influenced me in like what I want to show off to others.
That's nice. It's interesting that you said Beyonce because she's a Virgo too. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, trust me, I know my list of Virgos. Michael Jackson is also a Virgo. Tyler Perry is also a Virgo.
Not even about to name all the people.
Yeah. Paul Walker, may he rest in peace. Kobe Bryant, may he also rest in peace. So we got a lot of great Virgos.
I ain't gonna name them. Because this is a bunch. This is just quite, it's so many. A lot of them are artists, but it's like different categories too, like in sports and stuff. Like Nicki Minaj, Bruce Lee is a Sagittarius, Samuel Jackson. I have the same birthday as him. Keith Sutherland. Brad Pitt, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Lauren London. It's a lot. Dwight Howard.
Yeah, there's a
bunch of people. Like, but yeah. So, since you're an actor, singer, dancer, and model, do you have the aspirations to reach EGOT status?
Oh, 100%. That was my goal. Like, that's the goal when I was. I remember making that goal when I was younger because I watched Dreamgirls and I saw Jennifer Hudson and I saw Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. And I was like, wait a second, they're doing what they're doing and they're doing all of this stuff too. Wait a second, I can like shoot for the stars just like them and do all these things. It just was a big aspiration to me to be able to chase those types of goals after seeing those type of women do it. And it was something like, my dad, he loves that movie. We like bond over watching that movie. We can literally do that, sing that movie and talk it word for word. Like the musical soundtrack, I definitely have the playlist on my phone 100%. But seeing something like that, I was like, all right, I want to be able to do those things as well. I've always wanted to be like a Marvel character too. That was something that I thought was interesting, being a superhero. Oh, wow. Always wanted to be my own superhero or assassin or something. Like, please cast me something like that. I would love to. So I just have a lot of different goals that I'd like to reach, you know?
That's
So
dope.
yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me when me and my, because my sister can sing, like, sing. I guess it's because, like, my family's from Philadelphia, so it's, yeah, not me though, but they moved. I hold that grudge because they moved, but
Where are you
I'm
from?
from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's why your accent's
You say what?
you have more of a southern like twang in your how you speak. That's what I was like when I heard when you said Philadelphia, I was like, you do not sound like you're from
Nah,
Philadelphia.
I ain't. Yeah, they moved. Yeah, it's all good though. It's funny because they're from West Philadelphia, and like my name is Prince, so it's like yeah. But I'm named after the singer. But that's good that.
That's my mom's favorite singer. I grew up listening to
Yeah,
Prince
even the movies,
all of
like
the time.
people talk about Purple Rain a lot, but they just forget about Under the Cherry Moon. Just
They forget about a lot
because
of
yeah,
things.
that's really
So.
good. Like. It really, his personality really showed in Under the Cherry Moon. But anyway, I'm glad that you still like with your dreams, because like I talked in my last episode about, so as a kid, like we have this childlike faith. So when we're dreaming or have this aspiration of something we want to do in life, like a lot of us give up, but a lot when we become adults, we keep that childlike faith. So we continue believing and working towards something we want to do. So I can see that's what you're doing.
Trying my best.
That's all we can do. So, do you have any songs you wish released, or that like the fans like released the Trinity tapes, like the Snyder Cut?
Don't really know, to be honest. I feel like I don't know. I feel like those certain ones are just for me. I
Okay.
believe. Like some are just for me to keep and just to laugh on by myself and like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, and then I feel like there's others that I should share. Maybe at some point sharing, but I don't know.
Okay.
Still thinking. 'Cause I think about that with some tapes, to be honest.
Yeah, I have like when I write, like, 'cause I write poetry too. There's some of them I'm like, nah, I ain't sharing that. It's just for me. But I had some that I posted, like I share and stuff. But yeah, some of that stuff is just solely for you. It's like just part of your process. So that's understandable. So how do you find balance with family, music, and life?
How do I find balance? I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't have balance. Okay, now I'm starting to have balance because there's no, I'm single. I'm so single. So it's like I am really just trying to figure out when to put my energy in certain areas. So, like, okay, we're gonna do more schoolwork today. We're gonna do more music today. Can't walk right now. Can't dance. So I'm not really so, and that's has limited, you know, obviously like certain modeling jobs and acting jobs. So it's a little bit slower right now on that. So it's like, okay, we're gonna do school or music right now, or nothing, and think of overthink things and start going down that type of rabbit hole. So it's like, what are we picking today? You know, overthinking, torturing yourself, doing schoolwork. Kind of torturing myself, or music, which is also sometimes torturing of myself because it's like it's a therapy, it's also a therapy, but then I realize I'm stuck in like then that heartbreak feeling or then like whatever emotion I'm giving. Usually it's like my sad songs I'll be writing right now. But it's like, oh my gosh, so which thing will be less hurtful right now? Less painful to do. Or should I just stay in bed?
This is part of your process, so.
Yeah, this is definitely a process. It took me so long to even release my first song, so which is today.
Yeah, you.
But I'm happy to get here, and I'm excited for when I'm able to share with any more.
Well, good. Yeah, you can't rush perfection, so. So would you say music is the love of your life?
So yes. But I feel like I should also be like, no, I'm the love of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I should be like, no, it's about I'm the love of my life, not me. But I feel like the way I literally love myself more when I'm giving to others. Okay. I don't know what that's called, what that is, but I definitely, I don't know. I like, you feel better about yourself when I'm with other people, when I'm giving to others, doing something that's not like just for myself. I don't know, in a sense, like, I don't know how to really explain it that well.
It's a love language.
It's, yeah.
Gift giving.
Yeah. But that's why it's hard. That's why, like, because when you deal with them with certain type of individuals who might not understand that type of thing or are more closed-minded off certain things, it gets difficult. Yeah. But, yeah, I feel like that's what makes me feel better. And so music does encompass that, because with my music, I want to be able to make others feel better and want them to be able to relate, want them to see my story, know that, you know, things do get better. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I definitely believe that music is the love of my life.
Perfect. Yeah, that's why I have this podcast, like, give people different views of, because I came a long way from what I used to talk about in the first and second season. Like, yeah, and then that's why I even have guest stars like you, so people can tell their version or whatever, so people can get better understanding or point of view. So what gems of knowledge would you want to leave people?
I feel like I still need my own gems of knowledge. Oh. Gems of knowledge. Like, I need them given to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so far, from what I have learned, I would say my gems of knowledge include always have your own. Well, no matter what, whether your own hobbies, your own activities, your own job, your own money, your own credit cards with your name on it, your own bank account, always, like, all of all. Make sure you just have your own. Never have to rely on somebody else for anything ever. I would say, love yourself as much as you can. I feel like the more you love yourself, the easier it is to be happy in life. And to just go about those
trials and tribulations.
What did I say?
Trials and tribulations.
No, but what did I say before that? I definitely said true. What the, I don't. I think I made up my own word. Trials and tribulations. Trying to say it. Oh my god. Oh, take that out too, Jesus. We're gonna.
It's all fine.
Speak. Hey. It's because I have a lot of thoughts running in my head constantly. So I'm
it's authentic.
I'm having another conversation. While we're having this conversation, there's another one in my head also. Oh, Lord.
It's fine. You're being authentic. They just see that side of you.
No, it's frustrating.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's like ADHD or something like that.
Hey, even as an artist, our mind travels. Like, I got so many ideas, unfinished things that I haven't even done. So it's I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a lot of things. Like, there's so much I want to do too. It's just getting it done.
Yeah.
That's just the hard part, getting it done. It's like you have all these ideas, and it's like, oh, I just need to get it out of my head and try to do it.
Yeah, that's how I'm with my writing. Like, I'm writing one book, but I already have, like, I guess the other three books planned out.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah, it's like I have a really great memory, and then it's like I storage things. Like, I think that's with guys in general. We can storage like something. Like, if they want to forget something, they'll storage it, and just like, but no, like with me, I storage something so I can remember it later, and like off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, my memory
Oh boy.
sucks. It's so terrible for, like, it's good, but it's
Oh.
bad. That's like, I remember certain, I think it's selective memory, because I'll remember some things, but then not other things. I don't know.
That's something.
It's like my brain picks and chooses what's important and what's not, but it's wrong a lot of the time. Like, it will choose to remember the not important things that I don't need to remember or recall
Right.
a bunch of times and not hold on to the other things that I needed to, so.
That's how some men are. Oh, that's all right. Well, do you know your purpose in life?
No. I
It's
don't
all
know my
good.
purpose. I've been trying to figure that out. I feel like I am always searching for my purpose. There's times when I'm reminded of my purpose and like, oh, okay, I helped that person or I did
Right.
that and that turned their day into a better day. Or help them. Like when I was like working in college, I was working in the hospital a lot and just like little acts of kindness, just like some older people sometimes don't have like their family with them there or anything. And so you just sit and like listen to them. And then they always remember you whenever they're in the
Right.
hospital or when they see you, they always want to like share and stuff, making them feel more comfortable, just stuff like
Okay.
that. Because then it's like, oh wow, now this person feels like they have somebody. So I don't want to be like my purpose is to let people, well, to remind people that they aren't alone. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out, to be honest. I'd love to know what it is, though. If anybody knows the answer, please reach out. Let me know. I need some guidance.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody doesn't know. That's a part of a lot of our journey is finding that out. But that's the whole joy of it all, is when you actually just searching for that. So,
Yeah, exactly. Definitely life has been just trying to figure out what your purpose is. But I'm hoping by the time I'm 40, I can know by then. Like if I don't know by then, I'm gonna be, you're gonna see one angry Trinity, I'll tell you that
Lord.
because
Oh my God. Hopefully you find out before you don't need to be on the porch being angry.
Yeah, literally. No, yep, I'm and I will be that old person on the porch huffing and puffing with my iced tea in my
Oh
hand.
man.
My sweet tea.
The final question, do you want to move hills or do you want to move mountains?
Oh, we're trying to move some mountains, but
Okay.
moving a hill is also okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Feel like I'm making moving my own hills right now, if that makes sense. Like I'm going over my own little accomplishments
Right.
and things that I'm seeing are, somewhat impactful to me. Like reaching my goals, going towards them. So I definitely am trying to do those little hills for me to then be able to do the big mountains for a community for people who are supporters of me and I'm supporting them, who, listen to my music, who feel something, who want to dance to it, who it just brings out a different side, just anything like that. Yeah. So I definitely goal is to move mountains 100%. But we are appreciating the hills.
No, there's no right or wrong answer to that, but it's good hearing different views or answers with that. 'Cause yeah, but that was a good answer too. But that's how I explain it sometimes. 'Cause some people with their part of the journey, they're almost to their destination, so they don't know. They think it's a mountain, but it's actually a hill. So they're almost there.
Yeah, exactly. I've experienced some hills right now that I'm going over, trying to get over. But then I was talking to my grandmother about it, and she was like, "You think?" She was like, "Oh, just wait until like it was like basically just wait until you reach the mountains, then because like it doesn't get better." Basically, like you think this is bad, wait until that.
Right.
Like, and I was just like, "Jesus, okay. I can't wait for this to feel like a hill, or I can't wait for this to feel like a smaller problem or a smaller issue for me to get over."
Yeah, in due time. So, do you want to, like, I guess, shout out your social media or?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So, to stay up to date with music, with singing, acting, dancing, please. I'm sorry. That song's been stuck in my head. You can add me on social media. You can add me on social media at Trinity J White, and then Trinity is T-R-I-N-I-T-I. I have three I's on my name. The letter J, and then white like the color. That's all my social media on everything. I try to keep it very simple, uniform, so it's not very difficult to find me. You can also stream my song Trips. It came out 9/21 today, and you can find it on Apple Music, Spotify. You can make some TikToks of it. I honestly have been trying to get into the TikTok mode with it. So please, if you do make one, hashtag, share it, tag me, do it all so then I can share it to my platform as well. I'd love to see what everybody creates when listening to this song. So there's Trips. Trips by Trinity.
Your host, Jay Air, and this has been the Air Brand Podcast.